Southwest has three components. It's the interactive component, which is the largest conference of its kind anywhere in the world each year, looking at social media, internet, technologies. This year there's close to 20,000 people registered for that conference and probably about 1,000 different sessions. And then there's the film part of it, and then there's the music aspect, where over 2,000 bands converge on the city. So basically, Austin for a couple of weeks is filled with geeks, musicians, and Hollywood, and so it makes for quite an interesting kind of a group of people there.
Sounds just awesome. So, Alex, what did you see that just particularly struck you or touched you in some way?
Well, I coming from D.C., of course, I was really interested in better weather and the great barbecue. The interesting thing about South by, which is the shorthand, right, the South by Southwest Festival, is that it's grown and grown beyond its original conception. The interactive festival now, I think, had something like nearly 20,000 people show up. And there are many shows within shows and different places for people mixing. And the thing that really struck me and has stayed with me, and I've got a piece coming out about it on Monday, and it's something that other people have commented upon, is this really decreased barrier between how we think about our lives online and offline. You know, nearly everybody there was connected to the internet through a mobile device. The iPad 2 launched while we were there, yeah. And those quickly sold out. There's a constant connectivity and hum online that really provides this sort of virtual layer for the conversations and for, you know, of course, all the conference events and the panels, and then for all the socializing that goes on during, before, and after the official conference events as well. That's a major component of the festival, is all the different startup parties or other kinds of groups that are put on during that time.
And as I watch this, Bill, a lot of people use this as an opportunity to launch new products, it's become almost like CES in some ways, Consumer Electronics Show, where this is a real platform.
Well, absolutely, and it's not only, it's both larger companies, medium-sized ones, established ones, but also there's something called the South by Southwest Accelerator, where all sorts of startups basically stand in front of a couple VCs, and there's Simon Cowell, like person who's asking a lot of tough questions, who actually ends up, who is my college roommate, Mark Suster, who's a big VC, and they basically pitch their ideas, and then they get voted on, and a number of them win each year. I sat in on a bunch of those, really very, very exciting. One of the winners this year was actually a Gov 2.0 kind of a firm, and I think, Chris, that is one of the things that came out of this year, is that Gov 2.0 had all sorts of sessions. There was probably 30 to 40 sessions on Gov 2.0 this year. It was one of the major, I would say, tracks that was occurring. They got a lot of people there, everything from looking at how Iceland used crowdsourcing to completely redo their constitution right now, to the role of social media in the Middle East unrest, where there's dozens and dozens of the journalists who were involved in there, to a lot of stuff looking at kind of open source and mobile and how that's affecting everything from public health in Africa to, you know, how Boston does their transit services. Mm. And so that was one of the big exciting developments, because we hadn't seen that in previous years.
Alex, you follow this stuff a lot. I mean, it's your bailiwick. It's your day. It's your life. It's your lifeblood. And was there something there that you hadn't seen other places, or a discussion there that you hadn't heard in other places?
Well, that's the thing that I would have gone out to cover, even if I hadn't ended up moderating a panel. I was out there to moderate some lawyers and law professors talking about the idea of a social networking bill of rights, something that actually gained a great deal of interest and traction. It was really, there was enough out there for me to go cover, in the sense of, let's see how people react to these things. I mean, I've heard Anish Chopra speak any number of times. I've heard Todd Park talk about open data quite a bit. You know, I definitely have cottoned on to what the social media strategies are of the State Department, or how they're doing e-diplomacy, or data visualizations or NASA's citizen science programs or the Apps for Healthy Kids challenges. This is not a new kind of set of topics or even set of speakers by and large. What was interesting is to see the reaction of people there for whom this wasn't something they necessarily heard much about. And that was, by and large, something that I saw there was some skepticism about. I think everyone more or less can agree that you don't generally find a great deal of innovation or creativity in people's conceptions of their government, but in fact there are pockets of innovation, and the crowd that was out there to talk about those things was some of the most innovative people. And I did see new things, certainly. I was really interested to hear from the Texas government. They talked a lot about their the way that they were responding to a much more mobile populace. They're creating non-native mobile web apps, so people can access visualizations and data from wherever they are, and they're really thinking through how to get information to citizens where they're looking for it, and to creating the platforms that citizens will be able to access regardless of which device they're on. Their thoughts and visualization were very interesting. I definitely appreciated that look into the state government level. And then, of course, as Bill has alluded to, there is some really interesting companies in the Startup Accelerator, and the Knight Foundation had a lot of its kind of grantees out there too. So you had everything from Document Cloud, which is something that the Times and other news organizations have used, to CrowdMap, which is Ushahidi hosted online, to Localocracy out of which is an online towns commons out of Massachusetts, to actually a startup from one of my former colleagues, actually my previous job, called Muckrock, which is basically freedom of information as a service.
Wow.
They're create an interface for journalists to interface with government and then host the FOIA documents. There's the participatory politics folks who are out there talking about Open Congress and opengovernment.org. And then everything and anything else in between. The fascinating thing with South By is to try to pick up on where some of the trends might be leading, because that's where you're going to find the early adopters.
So, Bill, is there some big takeaway that you? I mean, it sounds like part of the takeaway is that this isn't going away. Gov 2.0, a term you invented, by the way, but that this is part of how business is increasingly done by the government.
Yeah, I think there's a few takeaways for government folks. First of all, I mean, this felt so different than 99% of the things in D.C., and I just wish there was more of a...
Different how? Folks. Different. Let me pause you there. Different how?
Oh, people were... Alex and I were in shorts, and everyone was laid back. Everyone, during the sessions, people were both tweeting. They were interactive in a certain way. You could go to sessions there. 1 hour, you might be in a session on Middle East and social media and the revolution with people from Al Jazeera and NPR who are in the center of it. The next hour, you could be going to listen to Tim Ferriss talk about the four-hour body, and then the next hour, listening to an online relationship blogger. And it's the diversity of thought, the diversity of kinds of people, and the ability to connect some of these things back to the public sector, which I loved. I think there's a couple big themes that came out of this that are going to be important for government in the future. A lot of talk about the geolocation and the kind of the no geo layer of the web. We've got the social layer and now the geo layer, and what's happening in terms of delivering advertising and very targeted towards where you are. And I think the geo stuff is going to be really, really important for government in the future. And another big topic there, this time with the game layer, essentially looking at firms like Foursquare, Scavenger, Gawela, and what's going on there, but also game mechanics and how they're embedded in almost everything we do. And I think there's a lot that governments can learn in terms of, alternatives, whether it's alternatives to regulation and everything else around using game mechanics. And that was an interesting one. And the last area that I'd say was a lot of sessions on, and a lot of good things was around crowdsourcing. I mean, governments are beginning to do this. We're seeing the federal government, I think, is the leading government probably in the world right now in doing these things, but we're already kind of near the Gartner hype stage in terms of we're already seeing something not working.
We're in the hype quadrant.
Yeah, I think we're in the hype quadrant. And so the crowdsourcing stuff, the good, the bad of it, and how authoritarian regimes are starting to use it for very nefarious sort of ways, I think are really, really important sessions along those lines. And it's just it's a great experience. It's great to get out of Washington, get out of the Capitol, and see kind of, you know, what the private sector is doing. But also, the last thing I would say is that there's a huge amount of nonprofits and others who were there who are doing public service-minded sort of things. And that was whether it's the Ushahidis of the world and the Kivas and the others who are leveraging online platforms to do absolutely amazing things from a public service perspective.
Bill Eggers, he is the author of the book, If We Can Put a Man on the Moon, also the author of the book, the 2007. He was, it was even before 2007, wasn't it?
2005.
Yeah, 2005. Government 2.0, Using Technology to Change Government. Remarkable stuff. Alex Howard, the Government 2.0 reporter for O'Reilly Media. You've got both have been on this program a lot. Thanks for doing this. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and